Hey everybody, and welcome back to It's Only Food with Chef John Polite. Today, we're going to be showing you how to make fresh basil pesto. Cue the music. Alright, well thanks a lot for being here today. I appreciate you joining us from whatever platform you are on. Go ahead and like, subscribe, leave a comment down below, and share this video and this channel with everybody you know. Like I said, we're going to be making fresh basil pesto, so let's drop down here and see what our ingredients are for this. We have got a half a cup of sunflower seeds, juice of one lemon, two small garlic cloves, a quarter teaspoon of salt, quarter teaspoon of black pepper, two cups of fresh basil leaves, quarter cup of extra virgin olive oil, and a quarter cup of some grated Parmesan cheese. Let's start chopping. All right, we got our handy dandy little Black & Decker food processor. I got it off of Amazon. I have a link down in the description box down there for my Amazon store. It's a good price. It's not the greatest thing in the world is Black & Decker though, so it's gonna be durable. I don't use it every day, but when I do need it, it comes in very, very handy. So, first thing I wanna do here, sunflower seeds. I wanna bring that up too. I was shopping. We all know the price of food right now, how ridiculous everything is. So I got sunflower seeds, the pine nuts that usually go in pesto, it's traditional pine nuts, $13 for 5 ounces. These were $4.99 for about 8 ounces. So not gonna change the flavor profile any. You just want that nice grittiness and the seed contrast in your pesto to give it a little graininess. But let's go ahead and start with everything. I wanna just double check my recipe before I make this. All right, I'm gonna go ahead and turn her on. This thing's moving, trust me. They don't call me lefty for a reason. I'm gonna take the stems off, the big stems off, because they're kind of hard to grind up. And the stems will not hurt at all, because everything's being just masticated in there. So even the seeds from the lemon won't hurt you. All right, everything's in there. Put her back on. Here we go. Before I turn it on so you can hear me, I got the quarter cup of olive oil. I'm just gonna slowly drizzle it in. Our pesto. What I'm going to do now is I'm going to clean up this mess that I made. I got some wonderful baguettes over here. We're going to dress those up, put that on there, make some bruschetta, and we will be right back to taste it. Don't go anywhere. All right, beautiful stuff, beautiful pesto. It did not make a difference at all that we put sunflower seeds in there. I tasted one of these. Fantastic. Fantastic. It looks good. You can see that it's got the same texture and consistency made with pine nuts. You got that oil in there, rises to the top after you get it dished. It just smells fantastic. Tasted fantastic, but I'm going to do another taste test for you because it is so good I have to. But there it is on a little baguette that I sliced up and just toasted a little bit. I love basil. Every year I buy one plant and keep it out in our deck there. It's so easy to take care of. You just got to give it a little love and a little bit of water. Keep it out of the sun. And you'll have basil all summer. And there's so many different things you can do. This pesto is good like this, the way I prepared it. You can put it into a stir fry, of course, or not a stir fry, but you can mix it with pasta for a nice pasta, pesto pasta, a little chicken in there, shrimp, whatever you want to do. It's just got a lot of different ways to use pesto and basil. And I love doing it because you can just grow it. It's so easy to grow. But this recipe is down in the description box of the first pinned comment. You've got to try this. The pesto, or the basil in there, the nuttiness of the sunflower seeds in there, the Parmesan cheese has got a nice little flavor in there too. The oil, salt and pepper, the garlic, everything in there is just awesome. So, thanks a lot for watching. We made fresh basil pesto. I hope you give this a try.
These rappers don't listen, but let me show them something. You hear that beat bumping from the soul kitchen. Now what you fixing up? Good food, soul food, come and pick it up. These rappers don't listen, well let me show them something. You hear that beat bumping from the soul kitchen.